Today's exciting daf, daf Nun Dalet, in Masechet Bava Metzia, we're in the fourth parak, parak Hazahav, we're on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beit. We are up to the words Iboyelohu. Five lines up, Iboyelohu. Chumsha milagav, o chumsha milebar. When we say chomesh, do we mean a chomesh, which is taken out of the thing itself, milagav, from within, which would mean literally a chomesh, or something that's worth 20, you would take out 4? Or is chomesh milabar from the outside? It's a chomesh of the total, which means it's really 25%, so you would take out 5 from the 20, which would give you a total of 25, and then the 5 over here would end up now being a chomesh. That's the question. Ravina, well, I can show you very clearly from a Mishnah, Tashma. We have a question over here of what to do, and we have two bids on Hegdash. One of them, this is a Mishnah, and so one of them is by an owner. But an owner is going to be Mosif Chomesh. So we can't really look at an owner's bid as the equivalent of another person's bid for the same amount of money, because we're going to get 25% or 20% more. Now, obviously, this is where we're going to discover whether it is indeed 20 or 25, right? So, a Bailim's bid is by definition the percentage greater than another person's bid. Nonetheless, I mean, that's an artificial way of looking at it. I mean, yes, that's the bottom line. But in terms of the actual money he's offering, I mean, it's basically the same. So what we have to consider is what, okay, obviously, if it's all the same, then we're going to go for whatever we have other extra benefits. We could look at the Balaam's bid of the using the Chomish as an extra benefit to Hekdesh. So we're going to go for the Balaam's bid in that case. But how about if the other guy bids it up by some slight amount? Not by the full 20 or 25% that the Baalim bid. So he bids it up, let's say, by another 10%. So we'll say, okay, so Hegdash, it's still worth it for you to take the Baalim's bid. No, that's not true. It is. Of course it is. But we cannot give it to a lower bidder. That's the problem. Even though for us it's worthwhile, it's illegal to accept a lower bid when you've got a higher bid. So guess what we do? We force the Baalim, since he's already made a bid that is more suitable for Hegdash. We force the Bailim to up his initial bid so that now he's got to cover the original amount plus the extra money that this gave. So here's how it goes. Ba'alim omrim b'esrim. Let's say the Bailim bids 20 and somebody else comes along and bids 20. V'chol adam b'esrim. Ba'alim kodmim, because we have an extra advantage here. They're mosifin chomesh. How about if somebody puts in a bid for esrim v'achat? So then, Abaalim notim esrim v'sheish. They don't pay the chomesh on the extra amount of the bid, because that wasn't really their bid. But they have to meet his bid, plus pay the original chomesh. Okay. How much is that? 26. How is it 26 if you only bid 20? Obviously, it's 20% of the total, which is 25%. So that's a chomesh milabar, and not a chomesh milagah. How about if somebody gives esrim v'shnai? And the Baalim has to give a total of Esrim V'sheva by upping his bid to 22, matching it. If somebody says Esrim V'shalosh, Baalim has to up his bid now by the 3, and therefore he gives Esrim V'shmona. Somebody says Esrim V'arba, Baalim has to give Esrim V'tesha. Esrim V'chamesh, the Baalim has to give Shloshim. How come there's no extra Chomesh on the extra part of the bid? Because of Vishayin Mos even Chomesh, Al Ilui Shalzeh. We don't have a Baalim at Chomesh because someone else has bid it up. His bid that we're forcing him to match. Okay, but anyway, it's very clear over here. Shema minachom shemelabar. It's obvious that the chomesh we're talking about is 25%, 20% of the total. Shema minach. Says the Gemara, it seems to be actually at Machlo Ketanoim. It's not so clear. I mean, yes, that's a beautiful raya. But Ketanoim, it says in the posik, V'yasaf chamishito alav. So V'yasaf chamishito alav means Shehu v'chumsho chamisha, Devar Rebbe Yoshia. It means put together with the original amount, you end up with its being a chomesh. So as he's saying, chomesh milabar, 25%. 1/4 of the original amount, when added to the total, becomes 1/5, obviously the total amount. 5 quarters, each quarter is 1/5, right? So it means it and its chomesh is what defines chamishito. So says Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Chamishito is what it's stressing. Forget about the Allah. Chamishito means 1/5 of it. Now, what is it, for heaven's sakes? There's only one thing to call be it. The it is the initial value. Therefore, it must be chomesh of the keren. So then it's only 20%, not 25%. So it's clearly a machloket tanoim. Iboilo. Is the chomesh ma'akev or not? There's two ways to look at this. What we could say is that actually, let's say you have something worth four, arba. So that arba is now going to be nifta be'arba, obviously. Now, you also have an additional need to pay separately, but that's a part of the etzem pinyan. It's not that the Torah is saying, well, you can only be poed a four on something worth five. No. In which case, it's akenaf shei, mosif chomesh. It's like it's a separate thing on its own, which would mean alma chomesh lo ma'akev. Odilma arba'a, actually, b'chamisha porik. Maybe you can only be poed as something that is worth four on five, by definition, if you're a baali. In which case, the chomesh is ma'akev. Now, Tosis points out that, look, if you went ahead and illicitly were paid something worth five on one, it would be chalz. What kind of crazy question is this? Of course it's not ma'akev. Even the original amount is not ma'akev. You could take something worth $1,000 and be paid it on one prut. And the pidyon is chalz. What do you mean, is it ma'akev? Says Tosis, of course if you said that, it would not be ma'akev. If you said hu v'chumsho is mechulal on whatever, but that's not our question. The question is, if you didn't say that, you're saying, I want its value to be mechulal on this coin. That coin's only worth four. So you don't have now the pidyon of that value. That's the question. How do we look at it? Is the chomesh the definition of the pidyon of four, which means that your four is turned into five, or is the chomesh a separate thing that you owe? Hegdash. This is my shayla. So then the chomesh would be ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Natashma. I'll bring you a raya. Take a look at this interesting bright out. Demai ein lo chomesh. Somebody who's being paid a demai does not have to add a kamishit on the demai. And furthermore, ein lo bi'ur. There's no chiv of getting rid of that money in the shnota bi'ur, which would be the fourth year and the seventh year. Okay, but ha-keren, yeshlo. But obviously you do have to take off the keren. Why? Says the Baal, I'll explain it to you. My timer. Keren, which is ma'akev in the Diyoraita, the Rabbanan who extended the din of Kedushas Ma'aser even to Demai, which really violates all of our notions of rov, but nonetheless will be machmir. So there they were machmir that you need to be paid the Keren. But the Chaymesh, which even in Diyoraita is not ma'akev, they weren't mitakenet in the Rabbanan at all. There's your answer, gentlemen. Let the bit Rabbanan. So you see from there that the whole logic of it is the chomesh is not ma'akev. Is that also perhaps a machloket tana'im? Lema ketana'im. Matanat ha-keren, v'lo natanat ha-chomesh. So let's say you have ma'aser sheni, or you have hegdesh, and you're paid it, but you never gave the hegdesh. What's the din? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yochal. Look, it's okay. It's chal, and you can eat it. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no, you can't eat it until you take off the chomesh. So it seems to be your machloket about whether chomesh is ma'akev. Now, to make it very clear, Kshan comes along Rebbe, and he says, actually, near in divrei Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbat, v'divrei Rebbe Yeshua b'chol. Seems to me that it depends. If you've got a problem, you won't be able to eat your cholin because you forgot to take off the chomesh. I mean, come on, we're certainly not going to tell you to lose out on a cholin, are we? So therefore, in that case, you should say yochal. What is he, a conservative rabbi? Rabbi? You know, we're not going to say miss minion because not to drive. Obviously, you got to drive to get the minion. So clearly, I mean, that's not what he's saying. What is he saying? That, of course, it's not really ma'akev. So therefore, okay, if it would be during the week, we would say to you, look, it's not ma'akev, but why should you eat it before pay? Pay now? Not do wait until you forget? So therefore, I'm telling, okay, so if it's Shabbos, let's rely on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that it's not ma'akev at all. And divrei Rabbi Yoshua b'chol, over there we should be machmir, because maybe you'll come not to do it in the end. Now, if Rebbe says, nir'in divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbat, and it's clear that the machloket here applies in all cases, right? It's clear that they're pligi across the board. Except I'm saying when it comes to Shabbos, we should rely on this. Afilu b'chol. If he says nir'in divrei Rabbi Yoshua b'chol, it's clear that they're arguing afilu b'Shabbos, right? So what's the machloket? Their machloket must be my labotzer by svarka miflegit. Rabbi Eliezer holds chomesh is not ma'akev, and I'm not worried about anything else. Says Rebbe, oh, you're right. Chumash is not ma'akid, but I mean, at least be worried about maybe he won't pay up. So, okay, on Shabbos, we won't make you miss the cholent just because maybe you won't pay up. But b'chol, pay up first, then eat. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua suffer, what do you mean? You can't even eat it on Shabbos. Chumash is ma'akid. What do you mean, don't eat your cholent? You don't want to eat your cholent. You were never paid it. It's chutz Yerushalayim. The pinyon wasn't chal. So apparently there is a machloket. Is chumash ma'akid or not? Says Rav Papa, how do you know that's the machloket? Maybe everybody agrees that the chumash is not ma'akev nikar adin. The question is only, how far did the Rabbanan go in terms of worrying about the fact that the guy may never pay and make a gzera, don't eat until you pay? Not because the chumash is ma'akev. So maybe it's a question of chashina lepshiyuta, come if forget. The point over here is, Rabbi Yeshua holds, even though Chumash is not ma'akev, but the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to eat until you pay up. That's all. It's sort of like the din. Don't start eating before mincha, you may forget the daven mincha. But don't start eating your ma'aser before paying your chaymish, you may forget to pay your chaymish. Nothing to do with chaymish being ma'akev. And Rabbi says, okay, we'll make a compromise. Comes to Shabbos. It's not kedai to lose out on a cholent for Shabbos. Mashen came b'chol. Yes, there I think it makes sense to say to a man, look, we don't want you to be in a position of not paying up hegdesh. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that hakom odim behegdesh shechilel. The truth is, everybody is better when it comes to hegdesh, that there's not a problem of chayshin and lipshiyuta. Because all the gizborim tovim oto bashok. What do you think this guy's going to get away without paying the chomesh? Are you going to get away with walking down the street without bumping into a mishulach? Ridiculous. These gizborim are all over the place. They keep a record of who did a pigeon. I mean, the guy had to pay the gizbor for the pigeon. So as soon as you make an electronic transfer to Hegdash, they already print it out for all the gizborim. If you meet so-and-so with such-and-such a dude, that's out. Collect that extra 25% from the guy. So this man doesn't have a chance. He ain't going to be pshiyuta because they're going to get him one way or the other. Okay, but when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, which is between you and the lamppost, who's going to be tovea you? So over there, that's where we find the machlokas, how far we're going to be chashim pshiyuta. But when it comes to Hegdash, what's there to worry about? How could a guy possibly forget to pay when he's constantly dodging the IRS of Hegdash? So that's not a problem. Different life, let me tell you.
That effect, that behegdash lo pliye, rotanya. Natan et akaren lo natan lo et achomesh. Clearly, natan lo cannot be referring to maaser, because there's nobody to give to. It's the gizbar that we're referring to here. So natan et akaren lo natan lo et achomesh, Rebbe Eliezer ben Chilel, the chachamim omrim lo chilel. Says Rebbe, nirin divi Rebbe Eliezer behegdash, v'divrei chachamim b'maaser. So clearly, Rebbe Eliezer, okay, it makes sense to say by Hegdesh that even though you didn't give the Chomesh, you were Mechala. But it does not appear to be correct when it comes to Maaser. Okay, obviously, this would be the difference, whether we have to worry about the Pshiuta, since the Gizbar is going to meet him. Now, but since B'Yom and Yirin Divi Rebbe Eliezer beHegdesh, it's clear that they were arguing with Maaser, and then come and become a ma'aser, we call the inutliyafil bank. So it means that there's a machloket across the board. Don't try to tell me that everybody is maiden. Definitely they are not maiden. Eli itmar, achi itmar. What was actually said by Rabbi Yochanan is more complex. What he said was, Omar Rabbi Yochanan akomodim b'shabbat behegdash shechilel. If you have both issues to address, you're going to miss your cholent, and there's very little to worry about in terms of pshiyuta because you have anyway the gizbor tovim oto. Put the two together, since first of all, choda, and secondly, you don't really have to worry, that is the explanation of what Rabbi Yochanan was really saying, that there would never be anybody who would be so machmer on the possibility of pshiutan on Hegdesh that he would even violate the din of Onik Shabbos for it. I have a couple of questions over here about this issue of the relationship of the Chomesh to the original payment. Okay, so the first question that we had was whether the Chomesh is ma'akev or not. Is it part of the actual payment or is it an add-on to the actual payment, right? But there's a lot of other issues. For instance, let's say when it comes to Hegdesh, you cannot be mechalal Hegdesh on Karka. Why?
There has to be something that you can transfer from hand to hand, the Natan. You can't transfer Hegdash for Natan. But how about the Chomesh that you're adding as a Baalim? You want to be Poda. Could you actually be Poda the Chomesh on real estate? Because, I mean, that's a different payment. That's not the Kodesh. So maybe over there in Okinami, there'd be no problem. What about Chumsho Mashiach Chalala Karka? I got another question of the same type. Say Truma. The din of Truma is that somebody who eats Truma B'shogeg, who's a Zag, he has to pay back not only the Truma, he has to pay back a Chomesh. Now the din is that the thing that he pays back the Truma with has to be something that is Chulin, that is Ra'ui, to be made into Kedushas Truma, not that it's already Truma. So there the halacha is, Eina Mishtalemet, Truma, Eina Mishtalemet on Lachulin. Because it says in the Torah, V'natan Lakohen et HaKodesh, meaning, turn this back into something which you are now paying back by making it Kodesh, and it's Truma. Dover HaRa'ui Liyot Kodesh. But how about the Chomesh? Is the Chomesh the same halacha as before Chulin? Or is it just a value issue? In which case, I could take something that's already Truma. So maybe Ma'oshi Yishtam Yishalom Minachulin. So I've got the same question over there. What's the relationship of the Chomesh to the actual value? Is it the same kind of thing or can it be paid differently? I have another question. We know that you cannot use for Ma'aser an Asimon. So Enom Et Chalal Asimon. But that's because when it comes to the initial pidyon of Ma'aser. So it says, V'tzarta HaKesef B'yadecha, L'rabot Kol Davar Sheyesh Lav Tzura. An Asimon doesn't have a Tzura, it doesn't count. But how about Chumsho? If I have to add now my additional 25% as a Baalim, do I necessarily have to use a coin or can I use even an Asimon? Shumal Shit Chalil al Asimon. So I have three questions that relate to the mode of payment rather than the mode of Chiyuv. Mode of payment. This is important, as Tosfos points out, of the Chomesh to the initial amount. It galgel milta. So this grouping of questions sort of made its way around, rolling around, and finally came to Rava. So it stopped rolling in front of Rava. That's what that literally means. Umata lakame to Rava. And he, that's interesting. So umata lakame to Rava. Omar lahu. So he says, I'll tell you. The deal over here is, it's every time you find the din of Chomesh, it always says, Yasaf chamishito alav. What do you think alav means? Alav means that you are doing it all in one piece. So it's got to be alav, just like it is. So that's l'rabot chumsho kamoto. That teaches you that the chomesh is the same as the original amount. Now, Tosfos points out, obviously it doesn't mean that it's literally the same. For instance, maybe the chomesh is not ma'akeh, right? Or there's various things where we're going to see that you're not mosif chomesh on a chomesh, but we are mosif chomesh on the original amount. I mean, so it doesn't mean it's the same. The point over here, it's a reference to the modality of payment and only. The payment, the Yosef, add to the payment. However you pay, that's the way you have to pay the Chomesh. If it's in terms of Karka or not Karka. If it's Asimon or not Asimon. If it's in terms of Chulin or something that's already Kodesh. So those issues, those three issues that were raised are all covered by the Allah because they're all modalities. Omer Ravina, Afanan Nami Tanina, the truth is we have a bright that it says this clearly. Somebody steals Truma. Now this is an interesting situation. A Ganav has got a payment of Kefal to be made, right? Suppose though he now proceeds and eats. So now things get very complicated. He does this for Shogeg. He doesn't realize it was Truma that he had stolen. Now, he's a very firm Ganav. I mean, he certainly never wants to do with Truma. So now he eats it. So this is fascinating because up until the moment that he ate it, the relationship that he had to the payment was purely in terms of value. There was no din of replacement. That din of replacement and adding a chomesh, that's all a din in eating. It's a chiddush akra that the replacement has to be an equivalent amount roi to become truma. But when it came to payment as a ganav, we couldn't care less about the amount. What we do is we look at the market value of truma, which is less than chulin, obviously, because that's reduced market. And that would be what he would pay as the Karen and as the Chomesh. Double that. It's all a question of value. The moment you get into Achila, now it's not a question of value. That's a question of replacement. It needs to be from Chulin. Is that the whole point? So here's what happens. The guy, it's interesting, right? The guy steals, but he doesn't eat it. So then he pays Tashlumei Kefal according to the market value of Truma, which is reduced. But now the moment that he eats, okay, so now he still has to pay twice Karen. One time Chomesh. Now here's the way we would do it. One Karen, the initial Karen and the Chomesh, is built on the halacha of replacement. So therefore, it has to come in achulin. It's not measured by value. It would be the same amount of peirot that was originally the truma, even though I'm paying you more than I stole because I stole truma, and I'm giving you back achulin. That could be worth 30% more on the open market. That's irrelevant. But the other keren, which is part of the din of the truma, of not of truma, but of geneva, that has nothing to do with the replacement. It's rather the replacement value. That goes according to the market price. Very cute. So you have a case in which the way we value the kefil is not the same as we value the keren. One of those riddle kind of things that could come up in those card games, which I'm sure you all play on Shabbos. Okay. For 50 points, when is kefil not double the keren? Ah, you got it. You owe me big for this one, boys. Okay. All right. That's lovely. So the keren, the chomish has been achulin. But the second keren is only to make truma. But what does that prove? It proves clearly that the chomesh in the modality of payment is the same as the keren, because we're going to give it dafkin to make truma. That was your question. Is truma only paid from chulin, or is even the chomesh of the payment paid from chulin? Here is your answer. Shmami no. Oh, my Rava. Says Rava, look, we have a lot of examples of the din of chomesh, and they are not necessarily fully parallel, because each one of them may have subtle differences in the way it's presented in the Torah. And therefore, I want to go through my problems with you. I'm going to tell you what I know, and I'm going to tell you what I don't know. But here's what I know. Gabigezel, the language is in the pasuk. V'chamishitav. Notice the plural. The many chamishiot. Yosif Allah. This, of course, is referring to a case of someone who stole, denies it with a shvua, and then is made on his own, I stole. So the din over there is, he pays not only the keren, but there's this additional kapor of a chomesh. Since it mentions that chomesh in plural, indeed, we also find that the Mishnah explains, utnan, natan lo ata keren v'nishba lo ala chomesh. Suppose he gives the guy the keren, and the guy says, where's the chomesh? You never paid that. Why the heck I never paid that? I swear I paid that. This is definitely a recidivist. Now he comes along and says, well, actually, I let my things get away with me again. I didn't pay. So now he's got to pay a chomesh on that chomesh. If he does that again, he's got to pay a chomesh on the chomesh, of the chomesh, ad infinitum, until the amount gets down to less than a shavar pruta, which case, of course, you can't be higher than the chomesh. That's my fault, yeah. No. They were talking about gezel, not quantity. The value, until achid mait hakeren, pachot mi shavar pruta. The most recent chomesh becomes the keren, right?
If you ate the truma of peaches, can you give it back in agriculture?
Be... What are we talking about, truma? We're talking about stealing here. Shvua, you're in the wrong sugya.
That was before.
Peaches and apricots are fine. Even to make, well, that's a question. I mean, but as long as you stick to the same. No, it doesn't. Anyway, getting back to my problem, says Rava to the president, I object to being interrupted in this manner. So, you may be the president, but when it comes to the Tanoim and Amoroim, you're just a hedyot. Okay, so there I have actual, clear-cut posik that tells me, a din, that there's multiple chamishiyot, and I have a clear mishnah that states that din, that you will continue to pay until the amount that you're going to swear about is less than a shavar prut. It turns out now to be less than a shavar prut. Now, by truma, we have a posik that goes, v'ish ki ochal kodesh bishkaga v'yosif, yosaf chamishito, as opposed to chamishitav. So that's fascinating, because certainly in the posik, it doesn't seem on the surface to be talking about multiple chamishiyot. And nonetheless, it does say in the Mishnah, Tanan, ha'ochel truma v'pshogeg v'shalom keren v'chomesh. This is, doesn't mean necessarily have to eat. I mean, what if you drank truma? Same thing. What if you took oil of truma and you used it for sicha? You rubbed it into your skin. That's the same thing as drinking. And this would be true whether the truma is tahora or the truma is tamea. You pay a chomesh, and here's the fascinating part, and you pay a chomesh on the chomesh. If you went ahead now and you use the new oil, 6, 5, 4. And you use the new oil again, you'd have to replace that also with a chomesh. So even though it's not in the pasuk, and I'm going to have to figure out how the Mishnah knows this, but I have no question as to what the din is. The din is clear, okay? You do pay chomesh on a chomesh. Now, by, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, there is no indication, I think we better turn that off before it explodes. There is no indication, not in the Pasuk, not in a Mishnah, that there is a din of paying a chomesh on a chomesh. No such thing. Because, let's take a look. Vilgabi Maaser, there's no Pasuk. Velo mit Natana. And, I got to tell you, Loi boi boi aman. I'm not even in doubt about it. It's clear to me. You do not pay a chomesh on a chomesh. And we'll see why. We'll see why when it comes to Maaser, there's nothing even to consider. Whereas when it comes to Hegdesh, there must be something in that pasuk, even though I don't see it right off the bat. The Mishnah saw it. Gabe Hegdesh. Okay, now by Hegdesh it says, V'im ha-magdish yig'al et beito, v'yasav chamishit kesev erkecha alav. Now again, it uses a lashon yachid, and it does say in the Mishnah, ha-podeh et hegdesho, mosif chomesh, so that's the chumsha. It doesn't say anything about being mosif a chomesh on that chomesh. It's if you paid it with something that you now want to buy back. Doesn't say. There, I must tell you, I don't know. Chumsha the chumsha lo tanan. My, I ask you what the din would be. Now, you're wondering, well, why are you more doubtful about Hegdash than you were about Maaser Sheni? Well, I'm going to tell you. Here's my suffix. Is the issue by Truma, where the Torah did not tell me Chamishit Tav, so it avoided that Lashon that we found only by Geza, where it said Chamishit Tav. I want to know what the basis is of the Mishnah's being so sure that you will pay a Chomesh on a Chomesh. And that will have very important implications to Truma. So I say like this, do we say that by Hegdash, the reason that we know that you pay a chomesh on a chomesh is because haktiv v'yosef. So the vav now is mosif on the inyan that we said before, v'yosef chamishito alav. And by the way, what's interesting is that in the pasuk of Gezel, it's not v, it's chamishitav yosef. Isn't that cute? The vav of the v'yosef went back on the word chamishito to turn it into chamishitav. Basically, if that's the way we learn it, you see, that's one way of understanding it. So then, that would be the same thing. Then Gabi Kodesh, it also uses the word v'yosef, because Gabi Kodesh nami aktiv v'yosef. Or this is very, very cute. So pay attention. Or might the drasha be like this? Perhaps the reason that the Mishnah was sure that by truma you pay a chomesh on a chomesh is maybe because since it says v'yosef. Take the vav off of the v'yasaf and put the vav on the end of chamishito. If you put the vav on the end of chamishito, then the way to pronounce it is chamishitav, because two vavs always indicate the commas, right? So that would be k'tiv male to read chamishitav. Put it on, shadit alei, throw that vav onto the chamishito. And why do I say that? Because that's basically what happened by the Gezel. So maybe that's what's actually the basis of the drasha. Even though they're not over there, the vav comes first. So what? You take that vav, throw it on the end of chamishi. Then you end up with the... can't believe it. I'm telling the guy how interesting it is. How fascinating it is.
You don't know what's up there.
More fascinating than this?
Oh, only no.
Oh, goodness gracious. Would you like to share?
No.
Okay. So then you end up with the chamishi tav. Now... what's cute about this is, by Hegdash, it doesn't say chamishito. It just says chamishit. So we have three lashonot. By Hegdash, it says chamishit. By the Truma, it says chamishito. By Gazel, it says chamishitav. So if the basis of the drasha is, take the vav of the v'yasef, put it onto the chamishito, that would turn chamishito and chamishitav. But if you take the vav of Hegdash now, and you put it onto the chamishit, you still only have chamishito. Isn't that great? So that's the question. Is this a vav masif alinyan rishon? In which case we're adding now the same din of the chomesh. That's why I don't know, darn it. And you see, by truma, I know it's one way or the other. But I don't know how to extrapolate from the mission on truma in the Hegdash. I love it. Okay, so over there, but Gabi Hegdash, it only says v'yasav chamishit kesev erkecha alav. So then even if you would take off that vav from the v'yasef, avagab, the chishakatu le'levav, the v'yasef, and you'd add it to the chamishit. Oh, yeah, yeah, sof, all you end up with is a chamishito, which doesn't help me. Says, well, now, wait a second over here. There's another problem. Why are we discussing this, Rava, purely in terms of the issue of whether it would be similar to the din of Maaser? There's a whole different issue here. The different issue is that anything that is a secondary hegdash, and that's called hegdash sheni, secondary hegdash. Secondary hegdash means something which was not itself made hegdash, but which became hegdash due to another thing that was kodesh. Right, so let's say you'd be talking about a pidyon. You were paid as something. That's a secondary hegdash. You took the hegdash off of one thing, put it onto another thing, but you were never magdish that thing. All you did was buy the hegdash, but then the kedusha went onto it. So that's secondary hegdash. So why isn't the secondary hegdash a problem? Because you're coming back over here to say, what would be the din of the chomesh? Is there a chomesh on the chomesh? Of course not. There's not even a chomesh on the keren. That's the point. I mean, why would there be a chomesh on a chomesh if there's no chomesh on the keren? I thought the whole idea is that we're looking at the keren and the chomesh in the same way, right? So isn't that an answer to your questions? I mean, typically, your solution is clear. It's only hegdash sheni. V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, hegdash rishon mosif chomesh. You're only going to pay chomesh on the thing which you were originally magadish. But al hegdash sheni, you're never mosif chomesh. That's the point. And we'll see where we get this from later. So, you see, you're wrong. The point is, Rava holds, says Rav Papi to Ravina, Rava pointed out that Chomesh is not Hegdash Sheni. Because since the Chomesh is not a derivative of the original Hegdash, you have to add it. That's the whole point. So if you added it, it's Hegdash Rishon. So you understand what we're coming out with, the weirdest thing. On the Keren, per se, you wouldn't pay because of this problem. The Keren doesn't have the Kiddush of the original Hegdash. It only has a Hatfas of Hegdash. But the Chomesh, paradoxically, ends up becoming more Chomer than the Keren, because at least there I can entertain the question of maybe I would pay Chomesh on a Chomesh. So I still have my question, says Rava. Very interesting. So this is what Rav Azabaya was, says Rav Papi to Ravina. So my hobby, look, it's very fascinating. Oh, well, what's the bottom line? I mean, yes, this is very cute. Is there an answer? Or are we just left with the question? Omar of Tevyumi, Mishmei da Abaya. Look, I tell you, Omar Kra. Look again into the Pasuk of Hegdash, okay? When it says, is over there, V'yosef Hamishit Kesev Erkecha. Now, what does that say? It's Erkecha. What does that even mean? Sev Hamishit Kesev. Erkecha means you need to treat the Chomesh like the Kesev Erko, which was the original thing that you gave. So just like the Kesev Erko, you're going to be Mosif Chomesh, huh? That's, okay, what was that value when you gave you? Erkecha. That's just like that, you'd be Mosif Chomesh on. Indeed, the halacha is that Kesev Chomsho Nami Mosif Chomesh. Then the halacha would be that indeed you would be paying the Chomesh also on the Chomesh. There's no other way to do it. So that there's no way out of it. So now what comes out is a fascinating thing, which Tosis points out, that Hegdash and Maaser are mirror images of each other, which is normally something that we don't find. By Maaser, Rava said, you're not Mosif Chomesh on a Chomesh, but you are Mosif Chomesh on a Chilul Sheni. So now there's no such thing as second order Maaser. That's the way we came out. So if I'm now going to, let's say I was Mechalel something in a more valuable thing, if I now want to go ahead and I'll be Mechalel that, I need to be Mosif Chomesh the second time around also. So I'm not Mosif Chomesh on a Chomesh, but I do have to be Mosif Chomesh for Pidyon Sheni. By Hegdash, exactly the opposite. I'm not Mosif Hegdash for Pidyon Sheni, but I am Mosif Chomesh on a Chomesh. Weird. But that's the way we're coming out over here. Okay. Gufa, getting back to that interesting halacha of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that we said before, we didn't actually understand his basis. But he said, Omar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, al hegdash rishon mosif chomesh, al hegdash sheni ein mosif chomesh. That didn't turn out to be relevant for the solution to the chomesh, because we said Rava indeed believes that a chomesh is hegdash rishon. But where did he get that from? Omar Rava, I'll tell you, my time, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Omar Kro, v'im ha-magdish, yig'al et beito, v'yosef hamishit kesev erkecha alav. Now that's the point. It's only the magdish, not the matfis. Why do I have to stress it? Im ha-magdish yig'al. Because it's not a din in the ba'alim. It's a din in the magdish. So the word magdish can only be used on the initial creation of the kodesh. Anything subsequent is a hatfasa of a pre-existing hegdash onto a new object. So if I was already podah my home, then I'm not a Magdish at this point. So I can only be a Matfis, then there's no din of V'yasaf Chamishit Erekecha. So Chamishit Erekecha is only on that which you could be viewed as the Magdish of, not the Matfis of. And that's exactly why we use this language. So says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that teaches you that Hegdash Sheni, second order Kedusha, that was derived from a pre-existing Kedusha that may have come from the same guy. It's irrelevant. You're never Mosif Chomish on that. Tony Tanaka made the Rabbi Elazar.
If he
was poda his house onto another house. So he says to Hegdash, look, I really want to buy that house back. Okay, says the Gizbar, what are you gonna offer us? I have another house of additional worth, same worth, more worth, whatever. Let me buy that house with that house. You take that house. So then the value in the original house now is chal on the second house, and that house goes out lechulin. Now he comes along and he says, actually, I like this second house, and I'd like to pay you for it. I'll give you cash. Okay. Does he have to be Mosif Chomesh or not? The second house is Kodesh, and not only that, it was worth 25% more, because he needed to be Mosif to Chomesh. But he doesn't need to now be Mosif Chomesh on the value of the original house that was in there. He's only Mosif Chomesh on the Chomesh. That's the curious paradox that comes out over here, because that part was considered to be Hegdash Risha. Okay? Now, a Tana comes and walks in with a Braita, Tani Tana HaKameda Reb Elazar, with a braita that doesn't seem to make any sense. The pasuk that he quotes is a pasuk that has to do with Chomesh, where it says, Ve'im ba'behimah ha'tmeah, ufada be'erkecha, ve'yasef chamishito alav. Okay. One of the dinim of what happens if somebody is magdish to the berakabayit, in this case he was magdish be'imah tmeah. So it says, be'imah tmeah, you pay a fifth. The pasuk has zero to do with the dinim me'ilah. This Tana walks in and starts discussing this pasuk as if it occurred in the middle of the parashas me'ilah. So he says like this, Ve'im ba be'imah ha'tmeah, ufada be'erkecha, rather. So ma be'imah tmeah miyuchedet, shetchilata hegdesh, v'kula l'shamayim, u'mo'alim ba. None of this really makes much sense, we're going to see. So just like a be'imah tmeah is clearly unique in, it will always be tchilat hegdesh, which of course makes no sense at all. Why would a behemoth always be tchilat hegdesh? I could use a behemoth tmeah to be paid as something. Okay, but anyway, so just like a behemoth tmeah is tchilat hegdesh. And not only that, a behemoth tmeah by definition is going to be kula l'shamayim, because if somebody was magish a behemoth tmeah, he didn't give... I can't believe this. New ammunition. A behemoth tmeah has to be given to the Berek Habayit, not to the Mizbeach. It's given to the Berek Habayit, the owner doesn't own anything in it. Kaput. It's out of his hands. On the other hand, if he had given a behemoth Torah, maybe we're talking about a behemoth that he gave his kachim kalim, where the owner is the guy who's going to eat it. Ah, so this teaches you, where is there a din of me'ilah? Where it is miuchedet like a behemoth tmeah. It's tchilas hegdesh, not hegdesh sheni. Kula l'shamayim, not kachim kalim to the mizbeah. Only over there are you moel. Af kol shetchilata hegdesh v'kula shamayim, moelim ba. So this Tana says this ridiculous braita in front of Rabbi Elazar. None of it makes sense. So Rabbi Elazar says to the Tana, what are you talking about? I mean, you could say that a behemoth tmeah generally is going to be given to the Berek Habayit, and therefore the owner has no right. I'm willing to accept that much of your braita. But that was about the only logical thing that you said. Because the pasuk is not talking about me'ila. That part isn't logical. I mean, the Brat points out, I don't even bother mentioning that. I mean, that's the background to the whole thing. But the whole thing is absurd. But we're going to get to it, so I don't make that my first question. So that's the only part that I can accept is that. And that, I understand, that would mean l'mu'ute kachim kalim, because by kachim kalim, indeed, there is a bialim. So therefore, you could say it doesn't have me'ila. Tchilas hegdesh. What are you saying? I mean, are you saying that Tchilat Hegdesh is the only thing that Tchilat Hegdesh would eat by Me'ila? Sof Hegdesh let by Me'ila? Is it possible that you're a little bit confused and that the word Me'ila that you're using, you actually mean the payment of the Chomesh, which you attach to the Me'ila? Because that's what the Pasuk was talking about. Maybe that's what you meant. Dilma Linyin Chomesh Ka'amrit. And you're trying to say that just like the Be'imat Me'am mentioned here, was a direct gift and was not a mode of pidyon, So too, only something which is a direct gift and not a hatfasa. That's what you meant. Yeah, that is what I meant. Thank you. Hoki kamina, that's what I was saying, of course, all along. Of course, we haven't even discussed the other thing that made no sense, which we'll do tomorrow. What makes you think that the Behemah Tameyah that we're discussing is a Behemah Tameyah of Tchilas Hekdesh and not Hekdesh Sheni? Why can't it be talked about that somebody used Behemah Tameyah to be paid a Behemah Hekdesh? What gives you the idea that it's referring to Tchilas Hekdesh? Okay, fine. We'll get to that tomorrow. Happy days. Iboilu. Chumsha milagav o chumsha milabar. Omer vina tashma. Habalim omrim besrim v'chol adam besrim. Habalim kodmi. Bipnei shumosifim chomesh. Amar echad. Well, reelai besrim v'echad. Okay. Habalim notim besrim v'sheish. Somebody says it's v'shnaim. Habalim notim besrim v'sheva. Besrim v'shalosh. Habalim notim besrim v'shmone. Besrim v'arva. Habalim notim besrim v'tesh. Besrim v'chamesh. Habalim notim shloshim. Clearly, So arba ba arba porik, and then we have achanav she mosif chomesh. So then, alma chomish lo make. Oh, dilma arva actually bechamisha porik, in which case the chomish is part of the pinyan, and it's make. Om ravina toshma, admai in lo chomish vein lo biur, a keren yeshla. My time, keren de maake bidiraita ita bidirabona. Chomish de lo maake bidiraita, did you catch that? Let a barabona. Let me get to know. Natanet a keren lo natanet a chol. Rabbi Eliezer omer yochal. Rabbi Yeshua omer lo yochal. Omar Rabbi near in divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbat. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chol. Now mid omer near in divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbat. Mechlad the pligi afilo b'chol. And mid omer near in divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chol. Mechlad the pligi afilo b'Shabbat. So my love was for a kamifuge. Rabbi Eliezer suffer chaim shalom ha'akim and therefore never worry about it. Rabbi Yeshua suffer chamish ma'akim and therefore worry about it even against the cholent. Omer of Papa Lot, kuli am b'chamish lo ma'akim. Halcha b'chashin l'pshiuta even on Shabbat, kamiflaget. So mar suffer chashin l'pshiuta across the board. Mar suffer lo chashin l'pshiuta across the board. Omer Rabbi Yochanan akomodim behegde shechilel. Over there, there's nothing to make a gzera on because the gizbar will get you one or the other. Is that so? That's Rabbi Eliezer omer chilel, v'chachamim omrim lo chilel, and omer Rabbi near and divrei b'leizer behegdesh, v'divrei chachamim b'maaser, min omer near and divrei b'leizer behegdesh, mechlal de pligi afilu b'maaser, min omer near and divrei chachamim b'maaser, mechlal dinu pligi afilu behegdesh. Ela itmar hachi itmar. Omer Rabbi Yochanan komodi b'shabbat, Behegdesh shechilel, because chada dechtiv karata le Shabbat oneg, and there's no basis of a gezera because all of the gizborim tov yonotav b'shut. Omer Rami bar Chama, hare omro hegdesh eno mitchalel ala karka. Drachman amar v'natana kesev komla. How about chumsho? Mar shitchalel ala karka. Truma eno mishtalemet al menachulin. Drachman amar v'natana lakoin et hakodesh. Dovar roi liot kodesh. How about chumsho? Mar shtam shalom menachulin. Maaser, eno mechalel ala simon. Rachman omer tzarta kezbil rabo kodobar sheshlav tzura. But how about chumsho mao shitchala ala simon? It galgel milto umato lakami de rabo omer lo makra chamishito alav lorabo chumsho kumoto. Omer vina avanar miten. Nina agonev truma velo achla mishalem tashlumi kefa dume truma. Achla mishalem shnei karnim vichomesh. Keren vichomesh benachulin. The Karen Dume Truma on the market. Shmamina Chum Shokamoto, Shmamina. Omar Rava Gabi Gezoktiv, Vachamishi Tav Yosef Allah. And it clearly says in the Mishnah, Natan lo et a Karen, Venishbalo, Chomer, Reza Mosif, Chomish al Chomish, Ad infinitum, Achi et Maya, the Karen Pachot Mishafer Pruta. Now, by Truma does not say Lashon Rami. It says Ishkiyoch Hakadosh B'shkayos Chamishito Alav. Nonetheless, the Mishnah makes it very clear. Och Truma Mishar B'sham Keren V'Chomesh Echad Ochel Echad Ashoteh Echad Asach Echad Truma Torah Echad Truma Tmeya B'shalim Chumsha and even Chumsha D'Chumsha. By Maaser, there is neither a pasuk nor
a mission of any kind. Lo mikhtaktiv, lo mit natana, and I have no doubt as what the din is over there. You're not Mosif. Chomesh and the Chomesh. V'lo ibui ibayla. Now, my question arises in the case of a Hekdash. There it says, Imam Agdish Yigalat Besov Yasif Chamishit Kesef Erkecha. Utnan Apodet Agdash or Mosif Chomesh. It only says Mosif Chomesh. It doesn't say anything about Chomesh or Chomesh. What's the din? My question is this. Gabi Truma Ktiv V'yasef. Gabi Agdash Lamiksiv V'yasef. So the Vav maybe is Mosif Alin Yerisha. And it means that you turn the Chamishito into Chamishitav, and that's why there's multiple Chamishiyot. You must have Chamish Alachomen. Mashenken by Hegdesh, it never said the word Chamishito. It only says V'yosef Chamishit. So then even if you were Shakatele Lavav de V'yosef, and you would throw it on the Chamishit, you'd still be left only with Chamishito. Yeah, but it says, well, what's the problem? Anyway, there's nothing to pay. You don't even pay a Chomesh on the Karen. How, why would you pay a Chomesh on the Chomesh? Typically, the other problem is over here, that it's Hegdash Sheni. V'am Rabbi Yerushalmi ben Levi Hegdash Rishon Mosif Chomesh. Al Hegdash Sheni and Mosif Chomesh. Amalei Rav Papa, Ravina, because Rava holds that Chomesh is Ketchilat Hegdash Dami, because you need to be Makdish it for the first time. My Havi, Allah Omrav Tavyumim Mishmed Abaye, Omar Krov, Yosef Chamishit Kesev Erkecha, Makish Chumshol Kesev Erko. Mak Kesev Erko, Mosif Chomesh, Af Kesev Chumsho, Mosif Chomesh. Gufa. Omrav Yishoben Levi, I like this Rishon Mosif Chomesh, I like this Sheni and Mosif Chomesh. Omar Rava, my time, and the Rabbi Yishoben Levi. Omar Krov, Ima Magdish Yigalet Beito, Hamagdish, Lo Matfis. Tony Tanik Ben Rabbi Elazar, Ve'im ba beimat meya ufada berkecha, ma beimat meya miuchedet, shetchilat ha-hegdesh. Who knows why? Ve'kula le-shamayim, mu-mo'alim ba, afko shetchilat ha-hegdesh, ve'kula shamayim mo'alim ba. Amalei Rabbi Elazar Tana, she'me'kula le-shamayim, you could say it's mutika shekalim, because since ita le-balim begavein, so what's the chak say me'ilah, the Torah allows you to eat it. Ele'tchilat ha-hegdesh, what's that talking about? Le-mutei mayim. But you're saying only Tchilat Hegdash has Me'ila. Sof Hegdash that's going to be brought on the Mizbeach, letle Me'ila. Maybe you meant Linyin Chomish Ka'amit, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. You meant secondary Hegdash L'gabei Chomish. I'm like, precisely. In, Achikam Inan.